This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
Harper Audio presents The Runaway Actress by Victoria Connolly, read by Scarlett Mack.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. Maggie Hamill stared out of the window at the great green hills beyond the loch. The third bedroom really did have the best view from the house, and she was glad she'd moved into it. There was only one problem. It was such a gorgeous distraction that it was sometimes hard to get on with her work, and she had plenty to be getting on with. Only that morning, she'd received half a dozen letters, all with requests for signed photographs. "Dear Miss Gordon," the first one began, "I'm a huge fan of your films and think you're the most beautiful actress in the world. Would it be possible to send me a signed photograph of yourself? I enclose a cheque for £10 for your theatre charity, and look forward to hearing from you soon. And if you ever happen to be in Portsmouth, give me a call on the above number, won't you? I know a fabulous restaurant where we can talk in private." "I bet you do," Maggie said to herself. Still, it was quite tame as fan letters went, and she pulled out a 10x8 glossy photograph from the top drawer of her desk. It was one of her personal favourites. A close-up.